This podcast replay is brought to you by Caneswear.com. For all your Canes, Dolphins, and Heat needs, visit them at 2511 South University Drive in Davie. Free shipping with online orders over $99. Go to Caneswear.com at Miami Fanwear. That's the spot where South Florida fans shop.
All right, I think we've got Manny now. Let's see. Manny, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
All right, it's a beautiful thing. All right, so what's the big news coming out early on in the ACC kickoff, my friend?
Well, obviously COVID is a big deal again with the Delta variant spreading quickly and across the country. And so everybody's asking the questions as far as how things might be affected this season, where the ACC stands with cancellations and, you know, requirements for players, et cetera. I can tell you that Commissioner Jim Phillips said this morning that there are more than half the teams are 85% vaccinated already, you know, in terms of ACC teams. Miami is not one of them. Manny Diaz just finished talking to us a little bit. We're going to get him again here in a few minutes privately. But in the group interviews, you know, he talked about how they're trying to get to the 85%. I talked to Mike Harley. He just finished getting his first shot a month ago. And, you know, for some of these kids, Big O, there was fear about just taking the vaccination. Believe it or not, guys that are still
the enlarged heart thing. The enlarged heart thing. Right. You're an athlete. Yeah, I get it.
Right. So I think some of these guys were a little worried about getting vaccinated, but a lot of them now are. And the expectation for Miami is that by the time the season starts, they'll have more than 85% of the team vaccinated, which, you know, at that point, they feel like they'll be able to get through the season without a problem.
You know, listen, man, it's us getting through the days without a problem. You know what I'm saying? Because even if you're vaccinated, you catch it. At least you get some symptoms, but you can get through it quickly and you're done. You don't end up hospitalized or dying. You know what I mean? So I'm with Michael Irving. I don't know if you heard his comments about the Cowboys. Like, if you really want to win a championship, you got to get vaccinated. It's kind of like it's kind of like us, Manny. If you really want to get back to normal life, get your ass vaccinated, bro, because that's kind of what the – it's not just to compete on a field. It's competing for life, man, because if not, then we've got to be running and hiding all over the place and wearing a mask, and it looks like we're headed back to wearing masks pretty soon because we have so many people that are still unvaccinated with all of this. Now, how much of this is a problem for the entire league? When you talk about the ACC, what are you hearing since you're there and you heard where Miami stands? Yeah. How do other teams, how are they addressed that?
Well, right now there's seven teams in the ACC, including Notre Dame, even though they don't play football in there, but they are part of the league in other sports. There's seven schools, rather, that require every student who's on campus to be vaccinated. There's if you look at my Twitter account, I retweeted one of the reporters up here, David Teal, the old-time guys who was able to confirm the seven schools. I know Miami is not one of those schools. You know, the Florida schools with Ron DeSantis and everything making the laws there in the state. It's not a requirement to be vaccinated to be a college student on campus. But in other ACC schools, it is. And I just spoke with Jen Strawley, one of the assistant athletic directors. They don't ever expect that Miami will get to the point where they'll have to require students to be vaccinated on campus, but they are pushing it and they are really trying their best to get everybody at Miami vaccinated. And I think little by little, talking to players, talking to people on the team, you know, more guys are buying. And I think having De'Aaron King kind of be a spokesman for it, being the leader in the locker room, I think it's going to make a difference.
So let me ask you, did anybody call Coach Manny? Because, you know, we all know that Dion doesn't like to be called Dion, and you know, I mean, Saban's you can actually call Coach Saban Nick, and he's all right with it. So did anybody call Coach Diaz Manny, and did Manny get pissed for being called Manny?
He did not.
Okay.
Luckily, Coach Diaz did not get pissed. We call each other Manny, by the way, whenever we see each other. I saw him last night at the bar. He said, "Hi, Manny." I said, "Hi, Manny." So, yeah, we don't have any of those issues around here, dude.
Okay. All right. No, I just want to make sure because, you know, Dion gets a little touchy. But then again, it never helps when you're recruiting guys that are involved in domestic issues. Yeah, that would actually help out.
Right.
All right. So the NILs, has that been a topic so far with the NILs and the, I guess the gray areas that it seems to have with it.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be an interesting topic. Mike Harley told me he's up to between seven and eight deals now himself.
Wow.
I didn't ask De'Aaron King what number he's up to. We're going to get a chance to talk to them here shortly. Oh, one-on-one, the Miami beat writers who cover the team all the time. And I'm hoping to get that information. In fact, I got five-minute warning before these guys. I just got a text message as we're talking. Cam Gorby from UM saying, we got 5 minutes, we're going to meet with you guys. But anyway, no, I think it's going to certainly be a topic of discussion. I think the most important thing for Manny Diaz and Miami is concerned is, you know, as a head coach, he's all for it. You know, obviously we know some other coaches who have made some comments in the past. Dabo Sweeney, for example, that he didn't want to see guys making more money, making college money that would ruin the sport, et cetera. He said that in the past. I think Manny Diaz has always been pro player. He's always been about those guys getting what they deserve. And so I think as far as Miami's concerned and NIL, they're all for it. The question, and I had a long conversation with somebody last night about this from Miami, is, you know, when do guys get into the gray area? I got an email from one of these porn companies yesterday, telling me that they want to be involved with college athletes. You know, what happens when the porn industry starts to sponsor these guys? Where does that sort of fall on the moral compass meter, right, with universities? So we'll see. I think right now it's still very early, but as far as Miami's position and the NIL in general, I think right now all the school administrators and people involved are saying the right things. They want these kids to make money, but we'll see what happens when things start falling in the gray areas.
Hey, listen, all we have to do is call back the Seventh Floor Crew. They can get sponsored by the porn company, okay? No, that's not, that won't be a problem. By the way, I know you got to go. De'Aaron King quickly told you guys that he's been focusing more on making plays downfield. And there were a lot of times last year where he was very inaccurate downfield. But then towards the second half, he started hitting on some. So talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, he talked about that while he was on stage talking to the kind of entire press corps. And the sense I got is, you know, he's really focused on improving his deep ball connections. I think Charleston Rambo was brought in for that reason, the transfer from Oklahoma. But I think in general, I mean, he wants to focus on making this offense elite. And they were very, very good last year at times. But to be elite, you cut down on the negative plays and you hit on the big plays. And that's really what Lashley's been talking about since the end of last season. And I think De'Aaron King, you know, we'll see him probably take even more chances downfield this coming season with Charleston Rambo than he did last year.
I love it. All right, I know you got to go. Appreciate
Thank you,
man. We'll catch up later. All right, you be good.
Yes, absolutely.
You got it. That's our Caneswear Miami Hurricanes report, an abbreviated version of it, live from ACC kickoff. I'd love to keep him here longer, but obviously he's in the middle of doing his job. The fact that he called us is actually pretty cool.